My name is Blake Curtis of Curtis & Curtis Seed Company. I'm the chairman of the American Seed Trade Association.
Talk to me a little bit about the importance of today's agreement, what it means for you, and to be part of this big event today.
Well, it's a monumental occasion. You know, everything has to start somewhere, and this is a great start. It's a great place for the exchange of ideas, a great place for the exchange of technology. And somewhere we have to have a foundation for that. And this is the start of creating that foundation so that we can have faith in each other as countries and as industries so that we can meet the needs of seeds users around the world.
When you hear and you look at these types of technologies and these types of agreements, how important is it to the development and the continued development of agriculture and the agriculture relationship between the two countries?
Well, when you think about agriculture, agricultural relationship, and technology, you have to face up to the fact that production is where we have to focus our attention. And technology has been one of the most influential ways that we've been able to increase production. And as the world's population continues to grow, we have to be able to use technology. We have to be able to use the traits that we're able to identify, things like drought tolerance and such, to increase yields and continue to try to feed the world. And, you know, China is a very aggressive force in our world today. And we're excited about the things that they'll be able to develop using the ideas that we bring to the table. And cooperatively, I think you'll see some significant improvement in what not only we're able to do here in the United States, but what we're able to do in China.
When we look at this type of an agreement, does it really help to maybe open the doors and continue to develop that relationship?
Absolutely. And certainly, you know, we're in a world where relationships mean just about everything. But I think one of the most important things is for us to make sure that we do open the doors and give the developers and the providers of a lot of the technology that we've created the comfort zone of knowing that when they take these new technologies around the world, that they'll be protected and that they'll be able to define and know the uses and where this technology is going.
And you've got a great growing market with the increase in demand to China, correct?
Absolutely. No question about that. You know, it's like Andy said a little while ago, Andy Levine, with the growing population in China, my goodness, they have a challenge of feeding all those people, and we think we have a partial solution to that problem.